Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daly coming to you from St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with today's daily message of hope. Today, being Thursday, is a perfect day for us to turn to the Lord and ask for a restoration of hope, primarily through drawing close to Him in the Holy Eucharist, the most blessed sacrament. Today is set aside every week to venerating our Lord Jesus in the sacrament of the altar, in our minds and in our hearts to make an act of adoration to the Lord who is present among us. Remember His words that He gave to the apostles, "I shall remain with you until the end of the ages. I will be present among you until the end of the world." The Lord gives us His own words to remind us that He is among us, He is with us, and He desires to be received by us, to dwell within our hearts. As Thursday is a day set aside for venerating our Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, we can consider the power of today being the day of the Last Supper, which was the first Mass. The Last Supper, which is where the Lord gave to us Himself in the Holy Eucharist. The institution of the Holy Eucharist took place at the Last Supper. The institution of the priesthood of Jesus Christ took place at the Last Supper. So we give thanks to Almighty God this day, this Thursday, for the gift of the priesthood, for the gift of the Holy Eucharist, for the opportunity to have ministers among us whose sole purpose is to bring God to us and to bring us back to God. We pray that these men may be totally given over to Jesus, that they be men after the heart of Jesus, men of the Sacred Heart, that our priests will be men of the Eucharist, disciples totally given over to our Lord in the Holy Sacrament of the altar. As it's Thursday in May, we also have the beautiful privilege of asking Our Lady's intercession to appreciate the Holy Eucharist as she did and as she does from heaven. Considering that this month of May gives us a beautiful opportunity to revisit the mysteries of the Holy Rosary, we have a blessed opportunity to consider today the mysteries of the Rosary that are set aside for our meditation on Thursdays. We meditate upon the mysteries of light, or popularly called the luminous mysteries, instituted and given to us by St. John Paul II. They are relatively new when compared to the other mysteries of the Rosary. The first mystery of light, or the first luminous mystery, the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ in the River Jordan. The second luminous mystery, the wedding feast at Cana. And the third luminous mystery, the proclamation of the kingdom of God. The fourth luminous mystery, the transfiguration of Jesus. And the fifth luminous mystery, the institution of the Holy Eucharist. Perhaps you can see why it's a perfect day to pray the luminous mysteries or to meditate upon them. Thursday is the one day of the week that's uniquely set aside for venerating the Holy Eucharist. And in the mysteries of light, the five luminous mysteries, the fifth one is the institution of the Holy Eucharist. So let us just for a moment, as we're asking God to sustain our hope, let us just for a moment consider how at the Last Supper, which took place on Holy Thursday, at the Last Supper, the Lord instituted not only the priesthood, but also the Eucharist. Heavenly Father, give us the grace to always appreciate the connection, the tight bond, the powerful knot that unites the reality of the priesthood to the reality of the Eucharist, and the reality of the Eucharist to the reality of the priesthood. And guided by and instructed by Our Lady, she who is Queen of Clergy, she who is the Mother of the Holy Eucharist, may we fully appreciate these two sacraments, and may our Lord in the Eucharist sustain us, replenish us, give us all the courage and the virtues we need so as to not only remain faithful, but also be disciples filled with hope. Meditating upon the mysteries of light, the luminous mysteries, we enter first into the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ in the River Jordan. Baptized by his cousin, St. John the Baptist, we then go on to the second mystery, the wedding feast at Cana. Let us just pause for a moment and consider how it was at the wedding feast at Cana, a wedding feast, the feast, the party, the celebration that followed a young man and young woman getting married, that the Lord performed his first public miracle. And not just performed his first public miracle, changing water into wine, but let us also consider how he performed this first public miracle at the request of Our Lady. It's a beautiful thing to consider that the very last few words we hear from Mary herself in the New Testament take place at the wedding feast at Cana. The very last thing we hear from Mary is what she tells the waiter, "Do whatever he tells you." In Cana, at that wedding feast, what Our Lady told the waiter to do in obedience to Jesus is what she tells us. Do whatever he tells you. Allow the Lord then to take whatever is within you and to make it good. Allow him to take that sin from within you so as to replenish you with holiness. Allow him to take the woundedness, the hurts, and the scars within you and bring peace, healing, and reconciliation. But in order for the Lord to be able to do this, we have to listen to him. We must do whatever he says. So Our Lady, always the powerful and loving mother that she is, she speaks to each one of us today just as she spoke to the waiter in Cana at the wedding feast 2,000 years ago. Do whatever he tells you. So much that can be taken from meditating upon just one simple mystery of the rosary. We go to the third luminous mystery, the proclamation of the kingdom of God. A nice way to kind of consider this mystery is how the first miracle is highlighted in Cana, but then all of the other miracles, all of the other words, interactions, conversations, those moments where Jesus met people along the road, in their homes, at a well, in the marketplace, at a synagogue, in the city, at the temple. Every time the Lord spoke, he proclaimed the kingdom of God. Every time the Lord healed, he proclaimed the kingdom of God. Every time he encountered humanity, reminding us that we are not forgotten, but rather we are very much loved, he was proclaiming the kingdom of God. The Lord proclaims this kingdom to us today, right now. And for those who respond, we must have hope in the kingdom. We must know that we were made for the kingdom. In the fourth mystery of light, we remember and we meditate upon the transfiguration of Jesus. Remember the transfiguration. Remember what that event is. Remember how he goes up the mountain to be in prayer. And he takes Peter, James, and John. They find it difficult to stay awake, remember? But the Lord perseveres in prayer. The Lord is there. Moses and Elijah appear beside him, giving him not only counsel, but worship. They adore him because he is God. Peter takes note. He knows that they are important figures. He can tell by their characteristics, their personality, who they are. It's not as if Peter knew what they look like, but Peter could tell who was there adoring the Lord Jesus. In the Transfiguration, we learn so much there on Mount Tabor. Remember how Peter, James, and John, they fall down with fear once they hear the voice of the Father, "This is my Son." How they fall down in fear, but then what happens? Jesus, he touches them and he tells them to stand erect. The Lord never leaves us down and out, but he helps us to stand so as to live. He wants us to live so that we may be alive in him. He wants us to be truly alive, to know him, to love him, and to serve him. The transfiguration of the Lord. That brings us into the fifth and final mystery of light, or the luminous mystery, the institution of the Holy Eucharist. God proclaims the kingdom. He heals us. He restores us. He lets us know that he will not leave us laying low or down and out, but rather he wants us to come close to him, to stand and walk. He wants to heal and restore us. But in such a beautiful, very powerful, yet simple way, he also knows we need food for the journey. But the food we need is nothing we will find in creation or of creation. The sustenance we require must be God himself. So he gives himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. May we never take for granted the great gift that is Jesus dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. Every opportunity we have to attend Mass on a weekday, on the Lord's Day, may we make use of that opportunity. Should there be a moment where we can stop in the church and visit Jesus in the tabernacle, may we seize that moment, reuniting ourselves to Jesus, who is our Lord, our source of hope. May God bless you.